Welcome to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa. You are tuned in to a show that will inspire you and empower you to move you from your past and help you grab hold to your God-given future. Using biblical, practical, and life experience, Pastor Teresa, along with her special guests, will be teaching women of all ages that the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as you share, talk, and grow. Now for the next 60 minutes, we invite you to the show. Here's your host. Hello, ladies. This is your host, Pastor Teresa, along with my co-host, Evangela Houston, and we're here to share with you on today, and we're so happy that you're tuned in as we share, talk, and grow, understanding and learning that the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow. Well, for the next 60 minutes, we're in for 60 minutes of live talk, live empowerment. Please make sure you share this on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you actually able to get this information. And do know that in the last 15 minutes of the show, we will be opening up the lines so you can ask questions or you want to make a statement that's pertaining to the subject on today. We thank God to have you. And Lady Houston is going to lead us in prayer. So come on, Lady Houston, go ahead and do that.
Amen. Good evening. Amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour well spent before you, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you for choosing us for such a great an assignment, Father God. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. And Father, I thank you for every one of my sisters that's calling in and dialing in right now, God, to hear what not only we have to say, God, but let them hear you, Father, and let them receive these nuggets, Father God, and let them hang up, and they'll have a changed life and a changed mind in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord, we thank you for each and every single woman that have committed and submitted her ways unto you, God, and that desires to walk a life that is pleasing unto you. So, God, give that sister the desires of her heart. Meet her needs this evening. Do be exceeding and abundant above all she could think or ask. And so, Lord, we say thank you right now. We give you all the praise, yes, the honor, and the glory for what you're going to do and for what you've already done for this talk show. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. And as we stated that we have 60 minutes of live empowerment, and tonight we have an awesome subject. Our subject topic tonight is I'm saved, but I'm single, and I feel incomplete. I'm saved, but I'm single, but I feel incomplete. And I'm married. I've been married for 14 years and do know, but I walk that life, and I'm not going to give too much right now so early. But we're going to talk about, you know, being single. And I know my single ladies, I see you chiming in. I see you calling in. You're single. You're saved. You love the Lord, but you still feel incomplete. Evangelist Houston, when we talk about feeling incomplete as single, you're currently single now, and you've been single for some years now. And have you ever experienced in your walk feeling incomplete?
Most definitely. And you know what, Pastor Teresa, I found out that it's not something that that's just going to go away overnight, because guess what? We're human. We're in this flesh. So we have to deal with it first natural and then spiritual. So when that incompleteness came upon me, I had to search within myself. First of all, I was trying to fill it with people. Relationship, whether it's male or female, trying to fill it with outings, shopping, television, a new pair of shoes, you know, completing school, you know, because some of us have come to a point in our life at this certain era, we have accomplished the jobs that we wanted to obtain, the income, the houses, the car, but there's still an emptiness and a nakedness that's on the inside of us that is unfinished. And sometimes that comes because we are trying to fill it up with everything but what God has told us to do. We're always trying to fill some things up and say, God can say, write this book. I need you to write this book for this and that. I ain't ready to do that right now. Go back to school. I ain't ready to do that right. We put God on the back burner. And then we try and go over here and say, I want to learn how to play tennis. Or I want to get fitly in shape for my mate to come. You know, make everything about a mate. But listen to me, single women. You got to love you. You got to love where you are and who you are. You're not going to get complete with people. You're going to get complete with yourself when you get true to yourself. And when you allow the Lord to infiltrate you with his spirit. And see, a lot of times when you get yourself acclimated and accustomed to the voice of God, to the word of God, then you're able to fulfill these dreams and desires that we have in life. Sometimes we go after something God haven't even told us to go after, Teresa. Sometimes people go after jobs that we haven't even, Pastor Teresa, we're going after jobs that we haven't even asked God, only because the six figures are there or near the six figures, and it sounds good, it looks good, it feels good, but did I ask God, is it okay for me to relocate? Did I ask God, was it okay for me to leave? Because guess what? On that other job where I was only making $20,000, $30,000, okay, I can talk about me now. I was making a difference. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I was being made. I was being cultivated. I was being developed. I was being processed. But then when I get over here in the six figure, I'm in the lion's den. I can't even find my way because I didn't do what the world told me. The word says to acknowledge him all thy ways, and he shall guide, lead, and direct your path. But I didn't know God because I made haste because of monetary things, because I looked at what it could do and change my life. And sometimes it'll change it for the better in this area for as the financial income in the household if you are, I would say, managing properly, and then it can change it for the worse at the same time. Because guess what?
You could not
get rest at night. You could be tossing and turning, whereas when you're at the 20,000 or 30,000, you were getting the sweet sweet. But now you're not getting the sweet sweet.
And you know what? I like what you're saying, because I have learned by counseling a lot of women and even myself, when you feel incomplete, you do attach yourself to things that you feel like it's going to escalate you to another place, but yet you still feel incomplete. You're making the money that you want to make. You're on the type of job you want, but it's not challenging you in areas that God wants to challenge you at. And so we're talking about I'm saved, I'm single, but I'm single, and I feel incomplete. And the reason why we're going by the different areas in your life is because if you don't deal with you in that incomplete places, then I don't care if you have a person. I've said this before, and I hate to be redundant, but I will. A person don't complete you. I need you to hear me, single ladies. I need you to hear me. A person cannot complete you. You'll feel thrilled for a minute. You'll feel like, oh, I got somebody to love me. I got them on my side. I have someone I can talk to. I have someone to share my responsibility with. I have someone who can father my daughter, father my son, father my children. What's going to happen is when those highs and lows come and when relationships start getting challenged, that incomplete spirit come back. That incomplete come back, that incomplete spirit will come back, because we really have never dealt with when you were single. And I don't want to go ahead of myself. I want to go ahead to the discussion questions. But I know this so well because I felt it myself. And I thank God when I went through my process, I think for me, when I was single, I was doing two things. I was trying to fulfill a void in my life, and I was trying to hurt people. At the same time, I know I just confused some of you guys. I was trying to fill a void in my life, these little girls' voice in my life that never was filled because my mama died when I was four. My dad never was there for me. I was raped. I was molested. I was all this stuff. And so all those different things deposit something in me. So I want to go ahead and give you this forewarning, that if you have gone through things in your life, relationships, mom abandoned you, or your mom not being there for you, or your dad abandoned you, your dad wasn't there, or sometimes was there and sometimes he wasn't, or different things like that. You went through some challenges as a child, and you felt like you had to be strong. You had to be that person that was not only smart, but you had to be the adult in the house, or you was abandoned, or you were rejected, whatever the situation may be. Do understand that has a part of why you feel incomplete. Those things make a deposit in us. And when they make those deposits, unfortunately, it don't get a harvest. I said this yesterday. It doesn't get a harvest right away, but it get a harvest as we become adults. And then now we choose the wrong relationships to be in our life, and then we're putting all this other stuff on top of wounds that never been healed, on top of issues that never been addressed, on top of all this feelings emotionally, unhealthy emotionally, that have never been addressed. And so when you get overwhelmed, or when you feel there's no one there to vent to, or there's no one that can be able to listen to what you're saying, or whatever the situation may be, you feel incomplete. And we want to deal with those things today, so we're hoping that the tools that we give you and the nuggets that we give you and the word of God that's been given to you today, that you take it. Yeah. I like this what Evangelist stated. I like this what Evangelist said. She said something is, this is not going to go away overnight. And I know that some of you out there, you're looking for a 1, 2, 3. I need a method that's going to make these feelings go away. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen like that. I really wish it could, but it's not. One of the things I have learned in my process as I was being single and then I'm married, and now when you're married, that's a whole nother bag of challenges that comes with that. So we're not even going to go there. But even in my when I was single, I had to really realize that there's some things that comes with the package. There's some things that comes with the consequence. One, you know, especially when you have children out of wedlock, single moms, all that kind of stuff. Some things come with the packet, and I had to really face reality on some things, and then I had to really ask myself some hard questions. So we're going to go and discuss the first question that we have on our discussion board, which is, I'm saved, I love the Lord, but why do sometimes I feel complete? And I think we kind of answered some of that question, but I want to go ahead and have Evangelist to go ahead and answer that question. I'm saved, I love the Lord, but why do sometimes I feel complete? Why do we feel complete?
Amen. That emptiness. I'm going to kind of piggyback on what you said a little earlier. You said something like I haven't dealt with the root of an issue. And when you don't deal with the root of an issue, and let me get my testimony a little bit back on that. As a child, growing up in a family of five girls, I came out of a family where there was much rejection. So as I began to grow up, I started looking for that comfort and that love that I did not receive from my parents, because my parents split when I was like 19 years old. And with my other siblings and my mother and grandfather, all this rejection coming up. I end up being a high school dropout, and I end up running away from home at a very early age. So there was a lot of things that was developing my makeup as I was going along. And so there was a lot of root of bitterness down on the inside of me. And guess what? I began to attach myself to abusive men. And so I started looking for that love there, and I felt like if I wasn't in an abusive relationship, something wasn't complete. If he's not hitting on me, I didn't feel love. I did not feel love. But when I got in Christ, hear me good, single lady. Don't get in Christ and let deja vu come back through your door. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do not allow those things to continue to attach itself to you once you get in Christ. Put that thing on the altar like I did, and you keep submitting and submitting it unto God until you know that it is God. Don't keep involving yourself in the same relationship. I was attracting Pastor Teresa, the same man, over and over and over. And I could not figure out why. It wasn't until I got in God and started submitting and committing myself unto Him and allowing the Spirit of the Lord to work on the inside of me. See, this is why I could tell single women right now today, stop hopping from relationship to relationship trying to find your ex in the next man or looking for this man to make up for what the other man has not done for you. You got to be made whole woman of God. And the only way you're going to be that way, if you submit and commit your ways unto the Lord, just like He said, your thoughts will be established. But first of all, you got to be truthful about who you are, where you are, and what's happening unto you. Write down some things about you that you don't like, that you will allow the Lord to help you with. If you find yourself going through that revolving door like I was going through in those abusive relationships and compromising with the men because of my life fear, my a new shoe, or the latest and the greatest, deal with that. You can't do it by yourself. Sometimes you need an accountability partner, but you need someone that's stronger than you because you can't do everything by yourself. So when incompleteness comes, which is a nakedness, which is an emptiness there, you got to allow the Lord to fill that up with Him. Fill it up with prayer. Right. Fill it up with the Word. Fill it up with meditation. You know, be alone to yourself. Challenge yourself. I'm not going to date for the next year. I'm not. That's it wasn't until 5 years later after my divorce that I had the desire to date. And then when I did have the desire to date, I ran into someone who said they wasn't married and was married. I had to shut it back down again. I said, now what did I miss, God? Because this spirit right here keeps trying to pull me when I was in the world, and here it goes trying to trick me again. So you have to go back and reanalyze a situation on what are you doing and how can I approach this different? You know, be truthful to yourself, women of God. Be truthful. You owe it to yourself.
Absolutely. Amen? And I like what you're saying. And I like what you said, because a lot of times, and I hear you single women, I feel you in the atmosphere. Well, that's not my issue. Mm-hmm. But you got to give yourself time. Have you, this is my question, and this is not for you to answer, but I want you to answer your own. Listen to the question, and I want you to answer the question for yourself. Have you gave yourself time, truly, time to not only get healed from all past relationship, but have you gave yourself time between you and God? It is extremely important. If you're thinking that you're able to do this with somebody on your side, but you never gave yourself no break, you went from one relationship to one relationship, from one relationship to another relationship, and then all of a sudden you meet this person, but it's never been no time broken, and then you end this relationship, but now you develop your relationship with God, but you still got this relationship tagged onto you. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. I'm married, and I live that single life. And I'm telling you, you want to do that. You want to give yourself time and say, you know what? Because some of you, I was talking to a young lady the other day. Actually, on the last show, she asked a question, and she was engaged. And she asked a question, and me and her was able to talk a little bit. But what I have found out with a lot of women that are engaged, even while they're single, they're engaged, but they still have some broken places in them. Some of them cover it up very well. Some of them cover it up very well. And they say, well, I'm good. I know what I want. I know what's for me. I know. But how do you really know that when you have never gave yourself a time space for just you and God? You still have this person on the side of you. You still talking to this person on Facebook. You still talking to this person here and this person there. When did you really, can you really answer that question? When do you give you and God a chance to have a clear relationship with no interference? With no interference between you and the person. I want to say this. The question was, I'm saved. I love the Lord. But why do I still feel incomplete? The Word of God just answered that question a little bit, but I want to say this. Not understanding that a lot of your emotions that you have are coming from different areas of your life, Your incomplete feeling is not just coming because you don't have somebody on your side. That's not exactly where that place is coming from. And the woman of God just kind of explained that. A lot of time that incomplete spirit comes because of different actions and different events in your life. And all it does is combine each other on top of each other, and you haven't dealt with the layers. And sometimes, some people right now, I'm dealing with women right now that they're dealing with layers. And every layer that pull back and pull that scale back, you have a whole different set of emotions that you have to deal with. And a lot of times, it is a very difficult process to deal with all these different emotions at one time. And I tell people all the time, you want to not put everything on one basket. The other thing is that I find, not only with just talking to women, but even with myself, sometimes we put a lot of value in relationship, being in a relationship. So if I feel incomplete because I not worship the concept of being in a marriage or a relationship, but I put so much value. It's almost like when back in the biblical day in the Bible, a lot of women didn't feel like they was worth anything until they had a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because the value of, back in those days, the value of having a son, especially a son, it has so much value to it. So when you don't have a son, you feel like, oh, I'm not worth a woman. Because we as a society has put a lot of value on play and things, have value if you have children or not, have value if you're married or not, have value if you got a certain type of job, have value if you're a certain type of person in the church. So we put value attached to a certain thing. And when you put so much value on that thing, guess what happens? When you don't have that thing, now you feel incomplete because your value is in that thing, not your value in yourself.
Amen.
So you have to be very careful that you don't put, you know, yes, I thank God that I'm married. Yes, I do. I really do appreciate that. I love that. However, my total value is not in my marriage. So God forbid something happened to me and my husband. Lord knows I will probably break my heart. However, my whole value is not into my husband. My value is in God. You saying, Pastor, you saying that now, but I don't walk this walk already. I'd have been single already. I'd have been abandoned before. I was married before, so I know what I'm talking about because I had to go through this process before. And I truly believe that I trust God. And you got to trust God in this process. And I don't want to stay there too long. But the question was, I'm saved. I love the Lord. But why do I feel incomplete at times? You feel incomplete at times for numerous of reasons. That's not a one-answer thing. One answer that's going to just attach to that.
Right.
There's many reasons why a person can feel incomplete. And I want you to remember this, single women.
Right.
First and foremost is you got to understand your emotions are made up with different things from your childhood, from your upbringing, different relationship that you already have been in. And majority of the times, y'all women already have children. So now you got a child that 9 to 10, and I hate to say this, the father may be in and out the child's life. So you value yourself on that. I mean, a lot of different things can cause you to feel incomplete. The key thing is when you feel that way, what do you do when you feel that way? So the next question is, how to resolve these feelings of being incomplete? How can I resolve these feelings of being incomplete, Evangelist? How can we solve this?
First of all, single women, I know from experience, don't overanalyze the situation. Don't go, we do that. We'll sit here and eat a half a gallon of ice cream and picking and pulling it apart. The who, what, when, where, and the how. Guilty, okay? We overanalyze the situation. We don't get ourselves motivated to do anything new. We got to get to a point where we're productive. We can't say, oh, I'm busy. Are you productive? Keep yourself productive with the assignment or the assignments that God has chosen you to do. That is one or two areas that you got to look at. You got to motivate yourself. Stop looking for motivation from someone else and let it bubble up and come from within you. Okay, you got to hunger for this deliverance, this incompleteness to go. Because look, a lot of times we have put ourselves in this incompleteness. Like you said earlier, Pastor Teresa, years of in emotional layers on top of things. So guess what? Sometimes I need to backtrack and see where this has all begun at, and so I'll know how to move forward and resolve. I can start with prayer, asking the Lord for his help and his guidance and to teach me and lead me and expose it to me. I know in my life I had to go back in 7-year intervals and say, within these 7 years, this happened from first grade to seventh grade. And then from seventh grade up to 12th grade, this happened. You know, go to writing down and jot some things in what took place and how did it take place and why did it take place at age 9 and 10. So that might help you going back in those intervals there. And be very mindful and watchful of the company that you keep. You know, get counsel from wise counsel. You're in a multitude of safety, amen, because you don't want too much to be exposed right there. So you're working on getting this thing resolved, the feeling of incompleteness there. You might need to start your journal somewhere and go back. And I keep going to that because I had to do that myself and begin to expose you to you. You know, a lot of times we don't want to deal with the real issue at hand, which is us. And we'll say it's everybody else. Well, John did this and Mark did this. No, you allow some things to get infiltrated into your life and your spirit and into your soul. So you got to go back now and you got to deal with it. And moving forward, women, you got to guard. Like the word of God says, guard your heart with all diligence because out of it flows the issues of life. What is it? The wellspring, the source of everything that's connected to you. So you're going to have to go back and deal with some things. Guard your eye gates and your ear gates to what people are saying. Surround yourself with someone who can build you up and encourage you. And continue. Right. I'll say this again because this is what I know people don't like to do. They don't like to develop a prayer life, Pastor Teresa. I've learned that about a lot of single women. They'll call and they'll text you and say, pray for me, pray for me. But what about you getting to a place where you say, at this certain time, I'm going to meet God and I'm going to pray and ask for help in this issue and this area of my life so I can get out of this slump, you know? And sometimes there may be a generational curse hovering over you like it was for me because I could not figure out why do I keep getting back into this abusiveness. And I had to look at it. My dad beat my mom when I was growing up. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
That spirit attached itself through the bloodline. Mm-hmm. I saw that. Mm-hmm. And that spirit went from generation to generation. And I had to go back and see, little girl, going back and praying, reversing the curses of the enemy. So now, the old things that's coming out of me now and the seeds that's coming out of me now, my loins, it's already broken because it stopped with me.
Right.
It won't go any further. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So
guess
what?
Absolutely.
That feeling that you're feeling of incompleteness there, it's because you might need to deal with something that has occurred 5 years ago, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I did not start feeling like this, someone I could hear someone saying, until I got out of this relationship or until I met such and such, until I connected myself in this area. Go back.
Right.
Re-examine the situation. Write it down, but I'm going to tell you, don't overanalyze it because the enemy will get involved. Pray about it. Allow the Lord to illuminate your vision and your mind. Amen?
Amen. And you know what? I like what you just said, but you know, the main issue I find that a lot of women, including myself, when I was single, going from one relationship to another, I never gave myself time to heal from a thing. And then soon, if I tried, I may attempt it maybe 30 days, maybe 2 weeks. And then someone always was on my coattail. You know, I was not a woman. I was the type of woman that I never had to chase men. Men chase me down. Holler at me, single ladies. I know you out there. But so I didn't have that issue. But the problem comes in that, do understand, because, you know, you think you're a bad girl because everybody hollering at you. But you understand that that's just a trick of the enemy. That's a trick. And then when I got to the place where I really got tuned into God, and I really say, God, I'm giving you my all. I'm giving you all my attention. When I told my church a couple months ago that I had to really sit down and really face some truth about me. One, I was scared about myself.
Come on, woman of God.
I always been touched. I was always having sex. I've been having, you know, even willfully or not willfully, I've been having sex since the age of 5 years old. So stop having sex was just not going to happen. That's how I feel. It just was not going to happen. So my body got immune to that. Girlfriend down the street was really getting immune to being touched and all the other kind of stuff. And so I was like, no, I can't not be single. I can't not live single. I had to have somebody. And the other flip side of that, emotionally, even though I felt like I was in the driver's seat, I really wasn't in the driver's seat. I had to learn that years later. I thought I was in control just because I was controlling the men and I had their money. I was doing this. At the end of the day, they still got what they wanted. They may didn't get it until 6 months later, but they still got it. I still was giving my attention to that. I was still lying. I still emotionally attached to it, even though that I never gave him an indicator that I like him, love him, or whatever the situation may be. Those times I was talking to that person, it still made deposit. So I want to talk to that single woman that you think you got all over control because you do have a lot of men coming after you. Don't fool yourself, baby girl. Don't fool yourself. Because the enemy knows, he knows what ticks you. He knows what motivates you. He knows what turns you on and turns you off. He knows that. And he's going to make sure he'll send exes. He will send new people that have the same mannerism as your ex-boyfriend or your ex-husband. And he knows that you want this type of attention. And we can sit up and say all day long, no, I don't like a lot of attention. But, well, we don't like a lot of attention in some areas. But when it comes down into relationship, we want all the attention. Do you hear what I'm saying? So what we're saying, how can I resolve these feelings of being incomplete? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You got to get in Christ. I know I hear we said, you know, the show is talking about I'm saved and I'm single. How can you be saved already, but you're not in Christ? First, you got to get on the mind of Christ. Because a lot of times, I'm being real, I'm being honest, the way we think is not the way Christ intended us to think. We got a lot of stuff on our mind, and the world has actually imparted a lot of different things into our spirit and made us feel that this is right and this is wrong or whatever the situation may be. And we got all these wrong type of thinking. So now you're trying to be saved, live a Christian life with the wrong type of concept. And then you're still not getting past some stuff in your life. Do you hear what I'm saying? We're talking about feeling incomplete. Those feelings are not going to go away overnight, but I will tell you this. If you delight yourself in him, he will delight himself in you. If you spend time with him, he will spend time with you. If you sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to dedicate my life, my mind, my everything to God right in this season, and trust, and I'm going ahead of myself, trust the process. When those feelings come, the Bible says sometimes you got to pull down strong imagination. Anything trying to exalt itself over to God, you got to pull that thing down. And so sometimes when I was single, I'm telling you, I went from having sex every day, 3 to 4 times a day, to every 5 days, from every 5 days to maybe every 10 days, to from every 10 days to every month. And then before you know it, I kept going before God. I did not stop going before God until that spirit was gone. And then before I knew it, it was like every 6 months. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's been 6 months. I ain't had none. What you say? Not just have none. I'm talking, I wasn't even talking to a man.
Come on.
I'm not going to sit and tell you that the desire did not come. But the more I delighted myself into the Lord, the more I gave my God to all my attention, and I took my attention off a relationship and put my attention on the things that was more important, like my children, like the ministry. I got myself busy in ministry, but I didn't get myself too busy in ministry until I was numb. I just got myself busy enough to keep myself occupied because I wasn't trying to numb myself with ministry. Because that's another thing that I see that some people try to do is numb themselves in ministry, and that can work for a season. But there's some that in the next season of your life, you got to deal with you. You got to tell girlfriend down the street, you got to calm down. Because I'm not trying to pray that desire away. I'm trying to have self-control. Because you don't want to pray the desire go away, because God gave that desire. Now, I'm not talking about that lustful desire. I'm not talking about that desire that's filthy. I'm not talking about that type of desire. But I'm saying that desire to be with someone and want to share love, God gave us that. He made us social. So he gave us that. But when we get to the place that's out of control, to the point where we're giving ourselves to men that's not our husbands, then that's where there's a problem at. So, again, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 is one of those scriptures that you want to write down and really program in your heart. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and I know you know it because I know you hear it all the time, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. You can become new today. You only can become new today when you submit yourself, submit your old way of thinking, submit your old ways of how you was doing things. You're not going to, baby, in this season of your life, walking with Christ with the same thinking, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. You're going to find yourself hitting a brick wall. You're going to find yourself hitting a brick wall if you think in this season with God, in your walk with God, that you're going to still think the same way and still go grow and still get past some stuff. It's not going to happen. You're going to find yourself in the wrong place. And I want to talk to those women that has been married before, those women that has been married more than one or two times. You want to make sure that you have broken those soul ties in that marriage, because when you have been married, it's different when you just slept with a man and then you were married. That is totally different, because there was a covenant was made. Even though there was a covenant made, even if you had sex with a man, he was not your husband. But when you got married, there was a covenant. Even though y'all was not saved, there was a covenant made. You want to make sure that you have broke that line, you broke that soul tie, you broke the emotional tie to that. Because what happened is when we get married, I'm married, I'm telling you, I did not date, I did not have sex, I did not communicate with men for a year and a half, and then my husband came. I promise you, and I'm thinking I'm cool, I'm straight, I'm good. Okay, get married. And there's some things happened in our marriage where, you know, I was felt very disappointed. I felt like I was very angry and I was very upset. And I hear this feelings that came. I'm like, where did this come from? I haven't been doing this. I haven't done that. But what I find out that I did not break some things that was in past relationships that I had. And so before I know it, and I will be real with you, I end up calling one of the old bishops that I was involved with years ago prior to my marriage. And I called him up. And I did, and I knew better. I knew I shouldn't have did that. But the old man, somebody look at your neighbor and say, the old man jumped back in. And I activated on that feeling. And then it took me another 6 months to keep him not calling me no more. Now, I just called him. I'm being real. Can I be transparent? I called him thinking, but I knew. I need you. You got to know yourself. I knew that when he heard my voice, he going to knew something was wrong, even though I'm going to play like it was nothing wrong. I'm going to make sure I don't disclose anything was going on with me and my husband. But I was calling to check up on you. Really? Really? So what I did was I called and said, how you doing? He said, what's wrong? Oh, nothing's wrong. What make you think something wrong? Oh, I'm okay. What he's not doing? No, it's nothing like that. And before I knew it, a door that was closed reopened.
Open back.
So now I had to fight with the whole thing. I had to fight with our whole process. No sex was involved. No, I didn't see him outside of a phone call. That was besides the point. But I opened the door that was already closed, because there were some doors in me that was not closed. And you're asking yourself, how do you get back and forth in these places? Because you got to make sure those doors are closed. The other thing I want to mention to you too. And I said this earlier, taking on the mind of Christ. In Philippians 2 and 5, it said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I know you're saying, well, that's not what I want to hear, but this is what you need to hear. There's not no 1, 2, 3 magic. It's not. I'm sorry. If somebody told you what I did, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, and that feeling was gone, they lying to you. They're lying to you. Because that's not reality. We are human beings, and when we actually act out on our emotions and do stuff, it connects with us. And if we don't break these soul ties have another way of entering our life and causing all other kind of problems. But I want to submit to you today, if you take on the mind of Christ, get into your word, Replace your old thinking with the Word of God. Replace the old thinking. The Bible says he looks at you. You're the apple of his eye. You got to understand you're important to him. You're so important to him that he knows the number of hairs on your head. That's how important he is. You are to him. And you got to know that, and you got to believe that. One of the things I want to, beloved, want to say to you, too, that you got to believe what the Word says about you. And I know sometimes, some of you don't have this problem. You believe what the Word says about you. Okay, I got that, because I hear you. But you really got to get to the place, not only you believe it, but you put it in practice in your life. I'm dealing with a lot of different women that got married before they saved, or they got married to an unsaved believer, wasn't living Christ. He goes to church maybe sometimes, but he's not saved. And I'm being honest with you. I'm being very truthful with you. They're going through a whole lot of stuff, because some people don't understand getting married. Oh, my God. It's a whole nother ball game. And don't compare your marriage to the other marriage. I'm telling you, it's going to be different.
Amen.
Because you're a different person than the other time. This is another thing that I find that believers, single women does. They're compare their new relationship with their old relationship and think it's going to be different. And it is different, but they still think the same way. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the challenges
that's
you're facing are going to be totally different. Some of them may be similar, but they're going to be totally different. So what am I saying? What I'm saying, you got to take on the mind of Christ. But, beloved, you got to take on the mind of Christ. You only going to be able to get past this place in life, know how to process everything that you go through, until you take on the mind of Christ. You're not going to be able to process it right. One, we, all of us, including myself, and even now, I'm married going on 14 years, and I still sometimes, when that spirit try to come up and rob me from, because I used to think very negative. I was a negative thinker. I had to train myself how to be a positive thinker. I could come in the door and I would think somebody not. You would never know it because I don't confront you about it. And I would not change my mannerism. But in my mind and in myself, I would internalize stuff and I would allow it to punish me. I would punish my own self because I used to think so negative. And what I had to learn to do, I had to train myself. And, beloved, I want to tell you, you have to train yourself. You have to train the way you think. You got to train your body. You got to train your flesh. You got to train what you say, what come out your mouth. You got to train your tongue what to say. I know I'm going to get married one day. I know that. But while I'm single, I'm going to take advantage of every moment while I'm single. And I'm not going to regret why I'm single. And I hate to go ahead of myself because that's our next question. Our next question is, what are some things I can do from day to day, in my day to day, to work on towards becoming a whole as a single woman? What can I do in my day to day work towards being a whole as a single woman, evangelist?
Wow. Very good. Very good. I love that last one you said about training yourself. That was one of them that was on my list. And you do. You really, really do. Because hear me, single women, even myself, I'm challenged on a day-to-day basis. But you got to make up in your mind that no other spirit is going to rule my life but the spirit of the living God. You got to come to a place where you say, I'm not compromising, I'm not deviating, I'm not settling. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Come hell or high water, this is what it is with me. You know, I'm not coming out of character no more. I've been there one too many times. I love what you said earlier, Pastor Teresa, that one phone call will set you back 6 months or a year with God because you done opened up Pandora's box again, you know, thinking that I could just do this one more time. You got to train yourself, brighter your being, discipline yourself, whatever it takes for you to do that. And I know I hear you say, easier said than done. But you know what? If you begin to tell your flesh no sometimes instead of yes for everything, that's just like when you're going on a fast. You tell yourself, if you're fasting from sugar, you say, okay, we're not having sugar for 21 days. Guess what?
You can do that when the leader calls that. So why can't you tell yourself no when someone approaches you that you know that's not a part of your diet? Come on, be true to yourself. You know, look at the whole picture and analyze it. Here's another thing you need to do, lady. Pray for healthy friendship, healthy relationship, good, wholesome, healthy relationship. Everything we talk about don't have to be about sex. Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about the move of God in my life, my assignment. Let's talk about what I'm doing new. Let's talk about something else. Everything don't have to be gravitated to sex. We give too much emphasis on that. We feed that area too much. There's a whole world of things we could talk about that on our television or just in books that we read or what you have read lately or what have I volunteered in lately. Pray for those good, healthy friendships and relationships there. And another thing, occupy your time wisely. Use your time wisely. Plan out your day if you have to. Plan your day and say, you know, I'm exercising in the morning. After I exercise, I'm shower. I'm getting ready for work. I'm going to guard my ears on what I'm going to listen to. I'm going to feed my ears this CD right here. I'm not going to listen to all of Steve Harvey every morning and whoever else. Because, see, some of that stuff filtrates in your spirit. Whatever you put in you is what's going to come out of you. You got to realize that. You got to feed yourself the word of God. You got to feed what's going to be healthy unto you, because that's what you'll be able to give an account. You'll be able to give a response on whatever you're putting inside of you when someone comes to you with a question or answer. So occupy your time wisely, even with your conversations at work. Don't get involved and have a listening ear with the murmuring and complaining, because you got to realize that you are a workman unto Christ. Amen, and that you are there for a reason. You're there to lead by example. So on your day-to-day life, map out your schedules in the evening. Don't just come home and flip the remote. Read. Begin to work in the area of ministry. Begin to occupy yourself with doing some writing. Begin to work out on the track again. Or just say, okay, I'm finna work on my business plan. Come on, you got to be productive. Why are you saying I'm busy? Are you productively busy? Keep your mind in a posture of thinking positive at times. Don't hear all the negative that's going on in the news and with the family and then begin to act upon those things. Because if you sit here and you come home and you say, oh, you just idle, like I've heard people say, idle mind is the devil's workshop.
You're
feeding you something that you'll say, well, where'd that thought come from all of a sudden? It's not good to sit idle too long. Like I said earlier, schedule your prayer time with the Lord, 7 o'clock in the evening, to meditate on the word. Sow unto righteousness and not to the things of the flesh. Sow unto them things that you know that are pleasing unto God. The word tells us in Romans 12 that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, and to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to renew our mind constantly throughout the day. Stop acting upon what we see and what we hear on a day-to-day basis. Act upon what you know, what the word of God is saying about you. Find your new hobby, even if it's sewing. You know, find you something new and creative that you enjoy to do, okay? Because you can't just give so much to the flesh there. You got to find something that will keep you occupied as a single woman. Amen?
Right.
Amen. And then again, the word says for you to guard your heart with all diligence. What is God is saying? He is saying that the core of all of you is your heart, the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional. So guard your heart from those things that's going to get in and try to deter you from doing what is right. Guard your heart from those things. Guard your ears. Guard your eyes. Don't sit up. You know, I went on a date the other night, and I was telling someone, he was like, well, what you want to see? So I got looking on my phone, and I was like, oh, no, not seeing 50 Shades of Grey. Don't compromise on that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Go through yourself an action pack. You tell him what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. You don't let them make all the directives. You know? And the gentleman was talking,
sister,
you know,
you
with someone, I don't think. Yes, I did.
Sister,
then guess what,
sister, you went on a date?
I went on a date, and actually he was a real gentleman. He was like, you want the arm set down or you want it up, you know, because in the movies you can have eyes. I said, oh, no, it's good down. We didn't have a date, Carla. It's a date. He's not trying to make a date sex. We got to know how to date with boundaries. You know,
right.
We got to know how to have our dignity. When I left home, I had it. And when I came back home, I had it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
is it somebody I might want to see again? Maybe so, because I analyzed it. The gentleman did not overstep boundaries with me because how you conduct yourself, how you present yourself from day one. When you meet someone, you let them know what you stand for. And if he runs away, guess what? That's God's protection.
That's right.
There's
That's
nothing
right.
wrong
That's
with
right.
you single women. Well, why he don't want me? Because I sure was feeling him. But guess what? He was applying from the enemy. You got to know how to love you more than you love wanting to be pampered with a meal and a movie and a conversation from a man.
That's right. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
You
Absolutely.
Got to get
Amen.
To that place where you got to be complete. Even if you don't have a date, even if you haven't spending every Saturday night at home or with your girlfriends who you might be tired of looking at or whatever, you still got to find you something productive to do and be whole and well-rounded in the life that God has called you to do. You know what I found out? I didn't really get complete in some things till I started working in my God-given purpose. Until I start working in my God-given purpose, that's when total fulfillment start coming in my life. And I was like, oh, my God, all this time, I have found my niche. See,
we know
what we're into, to the formality of doing Pastor Teresa single women. Going to church. One service after another. Going to church. You're just going to the church. But has anything taken place on the inside of you that calls to you to hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God? You know, to move out of your comfort zone, to move out of the familiarity, to move into those new places that God been trying to pull you to in your dreams and your visions. You think you're too small. Come on, Aaron and Caleb. They were at giants, and we were as grasshoppers in their eyes. Stop sizing yourself up and counting yourself out before you even get into the race. So here's what you got to do, single women. Go after your God-given assignment with everything that's in you. And I guarantee you, you'll find some total fulfillment there. I guarantee you will. And maybe, just then, maybe, I'm not saying guarantee you, God might send you one of his generals. Get busy in the vineyard.
But you
Get
know,
busy
you
in the vineyard.
You saying that, sis, you saying that, but that's true, because that's exactly how I met my husband. That's exactly how I met my husband, because I got busy in the venue, and I wasn't thinking about him. I was so focused, and I got caught up. And I got some single women out there, and I know what you're doing. Some of you are going to church, and some of you are starting now. You're just getting involved, and you say, well, I don't know if this is going to work since I ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to go ahead and get myself on this ministry and that ministry. Don't despise
woman of God.
Do not despise the small things that you're doing that you think is small in your eyes, like the woman of God said, that don't see yourself as a grasshopper. Well, I'm going to just do this ministry here. I'm going to do that. I was telling the women on Saturday when I met with them, you know, the ministry is made up with different things, and we need help. But I promise you, when you find yourself and put your hands to work, and I'm not telling you to do this for this reason, because when I did it, I was not doing it. I did it specifically for I was trying to find something to do. And with my kids, I said, okay, I need to get myself in busy in ministry. Now, as I got busy in ministry, purpose started revealing itself. As purpose started revealing itself, And I did not see everything. My pastor, my former pastor said, well, I need you over here. I said, okay, I'll go over there. And it was not because of my calling or my anointing to do it. I had the skills to do it. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing it, purpose was being fulfilled. Things was getting revealed.
Right.
I was able to get activated.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, while I was being busy, not thinking about, I'm not saying every now and then a thought did not come.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me twisted. You're human. Thoughts gonna come, but you can't beat yourself
up.
Like the woman of God said, you can't overanalyze what you're going through and overanalyze and process and go through all these thoughts in your head. But as I was working and working for the Lord, I found comfort in what I was doing.
Jesus.
Before you know it, here come Boaz. And as he came, I did not recognize him when he first came. And you hear me say this all the time. I did not recognize him. It wasn't for me to recognize him when I first saw him. God wanted to see. For me, I had to be tested myself to say, okay, as soon as somebody come, as soon as somebody show some interest, and even though I had other people interested in it, but let me share this with you too. There was a part of one season of my life, for the last, I want to say the last 6-8 months of me being single. Nobody was coming on to me. I mean, nobody. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute now. Your girl's still bad now. What's the problem? Okay. Okay. Something wrong with this picture. I go to the store and nobody hollers. I go to different churches and different things of that nature and nobody say anything. I go to the lawyer office and I was working in the community at the time. No director was trying to holler at me. What's the problem? Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. And I heard God say, I got you hide. I got you hidden.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I have to hide you because I knew you could handle the first part, but he knew what was to come. And so he had to hide me because he didn't want no slip up. I couldn't, I was too at risk for getting ready to go into my next season of life, and there could not be no slip up. So he
thank
hit me.
Lord.
And I said, thank you for hiding me. At first, I'm being honest. First, I was like, wait a minute, hold up. I never had this problem at all. Never had a problem. So I'm trying to figure out why nobody ain't trying to holler at me. Even though I wasn't going to holler back, but I was trying to figure out why they weren't about to holler at me. But I thank God for he hid me. I thank God that he sheltered me. He covered me so I could not be unnaked again. I want to share these steps, and we have about 7 more minutes to go, and I want to give you these steps that the Lord gave me, these nuggets that I want to deposit into you today as we're talking about what are some things I can do in my day-to-day life so I can work towards being whole as a single woman. I want to say to you, the woman of God said a lot of things that I'm going to say, so it's going to sound repetitive, and it'll be with echo that in your ear once again. First one thing I have is come to reality that you're single, and you need to be single in this season. If you're not married, and even for the ones that are engaged, I'm not telling nobody to get unengaged. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it at all. But I want to make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. You know that you are complete in areas. You're not getting attached to this person because you know that he's going to complete you and he's going to be Mr. Hero for you. No, no, no. That's not the reason why you should get married. That is not the reason why you should get married. And make sure that you're healthy in your thinking. So I said to you, you got to face reality that you're single. And you need to be good that you're single right now. God is protecting you. And my next point is you need to trust God in this process. You need to trust God, and he knows you. He knows what he has for you. He knows what's still there. He knows that you're not ready. He knows when you will be ready. He knows. So trust God that God knows what's best for you.
Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you that you getting too old and girl you need to do this. No, say no, God got my back. And I said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Do you really truly believe the Almighty God, if he knew you was ready for marriage, if he knew you was ready to now be hooked up with your Boaz, do you really think he don't have the power to bring him where you are?
Yes.
You got to believe that God knows you so much, and not only he knows you, that he cares about you, and he wants your purpose to be fulfilled too.
Amen.
Because your purpose being fulfilled is going to help the kingdom. of God.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he keep your purpose from you? So I said that to say, please don't trust in God's process for your life. Understand he knows what's best for you, and he knows when you need it. Number three is going back to something that Evangelist Houston just said. Live with a purpose. Do you have a book in you? Do you have a business in you? Do you have a ministry in you?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of you being a mother, outside of you being a person at your job, an employee, do you have a book in you that you could be writing right now? Do you have a ministry that you could be actually starting, a girls' ministry, a women's ministry, or a mentoring program, a reading program, a literacy program? What's in you that you could be doing right now and affecting the kingdom of God? What are you doing in ministry at your church?
Yeah.
What are you allowing your pastor to cultivate the gift in you? What are you doing? Are you sitting on the sideline saying, well, and just going to church like the woman of God every day, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Tuesday, whenever you go to church, and you just listen to a good word, but you're not letting the word be good in you?
Come on.
Live with your purpose. Your whole life is not about just getting married. You got a whole big area in your life that's not been tempered, have not been even tapped on. Go ahead and tap on that. And I promise you, as I said it earlier, as you can put your hand to the work, as to how some of us, we don't want to be challenged. We don't want to get on ministry because we don't want to be challenged because there's other issues in our life that need to be dealt with. But I promise you, beloved, if you wasn't, just go ahead and live with a purpose. Look right, I'm getting ready to do a project with my ladies, a vision board. Write a vision, do a vision board of your life, where you want to go, what you want to accomplish in the next 3 to 5, 10 years. And yes, know that some of that stuff may not happen in that time frame, but you'll take your vision board, offer up to God, and let God, this is my goal, this is my dream. Now I need you to help me accomplish, or if it's something on there that's not, don't need to be there, he will remove it. But live with a purpose. I thank God that as I was single, and I'm not saying it was easy, it wasn't, doing everything myself and all other kind of things like that, oh, it wasn't easy. But I got to the point I stopped being bitter about me being single. I got to the place in my life I stopped regretting that I was single. I got to the place in my life I said, I embraced me being single. And I said, okay, I'm good with this. I dealt with the little girls, the feelings that I had. I dealt with the you know, me not having no one and not talking to someone and not telling me I'm beautiful or whatever the situation may be, that kind of stuff. I want to be whole when I go into a relationship. And you want to be whole. And the last point I have is make a daily confession. Make a daily confession. You're talking about being complete and feeling whole in God. Make a daily confession. I have peace. I have peace. The power of love, the calm of well-balanced mind, because I trust God. I don't worry about anything, but I pray about everything.
Amen.
You don't want to worry about everything, but you want to pray about everything.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying? You want to make a daily confession of your life. You want to say, I have the peace of God. I have the power of God. And I'm calm and I'm well-balanced in my thinking because I trust the Almighty God. I do not worry about anything, but instead I pray about everything. And God's blessing will be upon my life. Make a daily confession today. If you make a daily confession every day about where you want to see your life and don't let it, make sure it don't conclude no husband, because that's going to come. That's going to come. The Bible says, you know, you delight yourself in him. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. And if that's the desire of your heart and that's what you need in your life, God see that's what you're ready and that's you're ready and you are complete, he's going to bring that person to you. Believe me. My husband, I did not see my husband at my church, my former church. I didn't see myself being involved at anybody in my church. There was nobody there that fit my qualification. It did not fit no problem. But you know what? God had touched Larry Lawrence Burton Jr. He was in the club in the middle of his track because I truly believe he said, now she's ready. She's ready for you now. Let me clean you up. You finna get saved. He got saved by watching TV. He was, and I did not notice at the time, but he was only saved by 2 to 3 months, and he had brought him to my former ministry. Look at God. He intervened. Your husband may be still in the club right now, baby. Hey, he may be in the club right now, dropping like it's hot.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
But when God knows you is, when you are ready, he will stop that man in the middle of his track and say, now, Boaz, I need you to send you to your roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see you. Trust the process. Trust.
Yes.
Face reality where you are. Trust the process. Live with the purpose. And have a daily confession of your life. If you do this, beloved, I promise you, you would, that incomplete spirit that you're feeling, that incomplete feeling that you're feeling, it would be so less. I'm not saying you won't have them, but there will be less days that you'll feel incomplete than you've ever been in your life. But you got to follow these principles. You got to put some things in place. Because if you're not doing anything to remove, to replace how you were thinking, then you're going to continue thinking the way you are. And that is unhealthy. Beloved, I pray that we said something to you on tonight. I pray that you take these principles and really apply to your life. Take these nuggets and tools, these wisdoms, the knowledge, and the word of God, and apply it to your life. And come to reality. Yes, you are single. But while you're single, you embrace your single life and say, God, I'm good at being single. Yes, I want to be married, but I don't want to be married, and I don't want a person in my life until you see fit that I'm ready. And when you begin ready, then we're going to work on the process, how you need to be dating, what you need to be doing, how that's supposed to be. Beloved, if you just take these principles, and I know I'm saying that very often, if you just take these principles, you will feel that incomplete spirit that you have, and you'll feel less of it. I pray that we said something that's going to help you today. I pray that we start something that's going to start your process of you embracing your single life.
Yes.
I pray that we're starting something and cultivate something in you, stir up something in you to make you say, you know what, I'm going to live on purpose. I'm going to tap into the gift that God's given me. I'm going to tap into who I am in God. And I'm not going to be worrying about who he is, when he's coming. There's something you could be doing right now, and you're wasting time by your every day or every other day or every week or every month, and you're worrying about when your husband coming. Live on purpose. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to be motivated by you. Somebody needs you as a sister. And I'm submitting today, if you just submit your mind, your heart, and your soul to God and really embrace who you are in this season. This don't mean you're going to be like this always. But in this season, you're a single woman.
Hallelujah.
In this season, you could be a single woman with a purpose. Get on ministries. Work on those ministries. Wherever church you attend, get on some ministries. Work on those ministries and let God do some things while you're working on ministry. And before you know it, you never know. I promise you'll say, oh, I ain't thought about a man in 6 months. In a year? In a year? And you're going to love being single. And then next thing you know, guess who's going to pop up? Boaz going to pop up.
Boaz.
And you're going to be Ruth. And then next thing you know, I'm just saying, I don't know when. I'm not going to say a lot because God ain't giving me nothing for nobody. But I'm just telling you, if you just do it, if you just work these principles, God's going to bless you. Well, beloved, our time is ended, and I really appreciate each woman that's been on the line, all the women that's calling in, has called in tonight, the ones that had to get off the line because you had to go back to work, or you tapped in on Facebook, or you tapped in on Twitter. I thank God for you. I thank God for every Monday that you meet me right here on Share Talk at 6:30. Myself and Evangeline Houston, we appreciate that you taking the time out, because you know what? By you taking the time out on this particular night, lets me know, let Sister Evangeline Houston know that you want the help that you need. Because some people don't make time out to get empowered, and some people want to run from the subject, singleness, how to be a successful single woman as a Christian. Sometimes we run from that because we're so busy trying to run to be getting married. But I want to celebrate you. You should be proud of yourself. And I just want to give you a hand because you should be proud of yourself. Because you know why? That you tuned in on today on Share Talk. We want you to meet us here every Monday On First Monday, we deal with wives. Wives Mondays, the second Monday, we deal with Mother's Mondays. And every third Monday, we want you back here dealing with Single Mondays. And on fourth Monday, we deal with the teen girls. We try to minister to them as teenagers, as they're growing up and being men and women of God. So we want you to know that we love you, and we thank God for you tuning in. And we're going to leave out with prayer, and we're going to share some commercials with you. And then we're going to leave the airlines. And if you have any questions, if you would like to inbox me with some questions that you may have, or things on other subjects, or you have a subject in mind, please, I'm open for discussion. We are open, and we'll study it out for you. If we don't have the answers, we'll get the person to have the answer on this show. And we thank God for you. We're going to end with prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every person that tapped in from Facebook, from Twitter, from calling in. We ask you right now, God, as we, these ladies, so many ladies that are dealing with the single life, God, we thank you right now, God, that they're going to find their purpose in you. God, we thank you right now for the feeling of incomplete, God. We thank you right now that these women are not going to embrace the incompleteness, but they're going to embrace their single life because they're going to live by purpose. We thank you right now that they're going to come a reality that who they are in this season, they're going to trust the process, they're going to live with a purpose, and they're going to confess daily confessions over their life. We thank you right now that you're healing every wound. We thank you right now that you're healing every complete void in their life in the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now, fill it up with your word, fill up with your spirit, your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now for every negative thought, that you're going to give them a positive thought. God, we thank you right now that you're turning up the volume in their ear. We thank you right now they're going to open their eyes that they can see you clearly, open their ears that they can hear you clearly in the name of Jesus, God. Give them the word to speak out of their mouth, that they can speak the boldness of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, the mothers out there, the single mothers, that the singles that are mothers, God. Protect their seed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you right now that their house will not go no lacking in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father, for this show, Share Talk, God. And we will not be bitter, but we'll be better as we share, talk, and grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Please stay tuned for our commercial evangelist. I love you. I love you, girl. We're going to talk about this date thing. I want to hear about that date. Oh, God. I need to hear about that date. Call us. I'm sorry. Amen. I just had a flashback. I'm sorry. I need to hear about this date from my sister. This is my sister. This is one of my sister, covenant sisters. Amen. Stay tuned for the commercials. God bless you.
Amen. If you're in the Jacksonville area, we welcome you to attend the Father's House Kingdom Ministries. Our services are held Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesday Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. The address is 6455 Restlawn Drive in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Also, visit our website at www.fathershousejack.com. We look forward to seeing you in one of our services.
Hi, this is Pastor Teresa, and I personally would like to invite you to experience the Inspire Magazine. Inspire Magazine is a magazine that's offering women and girls information and articles about issues that we face every day, from marriages and singles, parenting, relationships, spirituality, education, depression, health, finances, fitness, career, and yes, beauty. Each issue will feature stories and testimonies of women that live right here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You do not want to miss out on this. You want to have this magazine amongst your other reading material. You won't regret it, but you will be empowered, motivated, and most of all, inspired to inspire someone else. Visit me today on the website, TeresaBurtonMinistry.com, and purchase your copy. Hope to see you. You have been in tune to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa, brought you by the way of Teresa Burton Ministry. Every Monday at 6:30 p.m., right here on Share Talk, you can meet Pastor Teresa
for a live empowerment session that guarantees to challenge you, encourage you, and inspire you to be all what God has you to be. We would also like to invite you to visit her on her website at TeresaBurtonMinistry.com. Tune in next Monday for another empowerment session by call 347-580-8820 or by using the link that's provided. Until next Monday, remember, the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow.
Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.